Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Jarrett along the way. Tyler Levine has the day off. He will rejoin tomorrow. Got a great show lined up tonight. We will go around the headlines in the world of sports and the NFL. A lot of shakers and movers, obviously, with the coaching carousel. Really now with the the playoffs and some teams eliminated, the Detroit Lions have been plucked to both coordinators. Ben Johnson to the Bears. Zaid Hussein weighs in at he'll sweep the bottom of the hour with us. We'll go inside the Bears and that situation, that sad sack situation with the Bears. And how about the NFC North? What a bumpy postseason with Detroit out. Ben Johnson to the Bears and now defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn going back for whence he came to the New York Jets as their head coach. So the Jets have gone offensive minds, defensive minds. They have thrown everything but the kitchen sink at their head coaching situation under Woody Johnson, he of the Johnson & Johnson empire. So we will go into some NFL news and notes with Zaid. Lead off with Nick Douglas, who has done an outstanding job on college football this year. We'll put one final wrap on it. Mike Griffith did an excellent job. That podcast up, by the way, at Sports Overnight America, Mike Griffith putting a wrap on the college football season as well. But Nick Douglas, and we're going to hear from Ryan Day, the Ohio State coach, and also from Marcus Freeman, the head coach at Notre Dame, as the curtain has officially fallen on the 2024-2025 college football season. So we'll do that. Some baseball hot stove stuff we can toss in there. College basketball. No real shocker last night. Iowa State bounces back from their loss to West Virginia over the weekend. They bounce back in resounding fashion, posting a 108 against University of Central Florida. The SEC continues to play outstanding basketball here as we roll into late January and February on the cusp of March Madness. And it comes very, very quickly with no mistaking that. But really, front and center, a lot of NFL talk. The coaching carousel rolls on. We'll see a few more vacancies. Jacksonville has more uprising and more turmoil in their front office and the coaching sidelines. So we'll get into that as well. We get it going here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. It's Sports Overnight America, presented by Geico. Get more from Geico and by Rocket Mortgage. We're coming right back. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas.
Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key?
Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Sports Overnight America. Join us throughout the overnight. Every other hour, we'll get you replays. We'll get you caught up on all the scores, interviews, and highlights from the night that is and the day that tomorrow will be here. Presented by Geico. Get more from Geico and by Rocket Mortgage. Nick Douglas has been our man about college football all season long. Why not put him up one final time, at least to review and really look ahead. And you know, Nick, first of all, great job in Atlanta, great job in New Orleans. You had a really, really, really good run, and we appreciate it. How you doing, Nick? You made it home safe.
Marty, yes, sir. We did make it home safe. It was a madhouse in the Atlanta airport, as you can imagine. But what a season we had. I mean, I think this one rivals the 2007 season. Just you couldn't predict anything. You know, king of the hill, you get to the top and then you fall right down. We saw it with LSU. We saw it with Texas A&M. We saw it with Ole Miss. And we ended up, by golly, with a 6 seed and a 5 seed playing in the national championship. So just it really goes to show that this game really is reaching a new level of parity. And, I mean, what a wild game we had. 31-7, all of a sudden it's a one-score game down the stretch. Notre Dame had fought and clawed their way back. It was just unbelievable to be there in person. And I mean, just a wild season as a whole, and we're already starting to see some speculation about next year. Heisman odds were released, national championship odds were released. Just wild to see the different variables. This sport is truly unpredictable, and I don't think you could have said that only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, let's go a couple philosophical things excuse me, if we could, real quick, Nick. And that is, did the first year of the 12-team playoff, what worked and what didn't, in your opinion, when you look at that? And we could talk about it expanding and stuff in further episodes down the road, but what worked and what didn't? And there obviously were some seeding flaws. Let's hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, without question. I think, you know, we can get into opinion, but the fact is that the first round buys didn't work because every first round buy was 0-4. So, I mean, I don't know if you're going to start to see teams or conferences maybe manipulate their scheduling, or, you know, find an engineer a different path to the playoff to where they're hosting a home game. But I'm of the opinion and of the belief that I would rather play and host a home game than get caught into a first round bye where I've got several weeks off. I would so much rather skip a conference championship and then host a home game. So I think the first round bias, you got to get in, you got to look into really what's important there. I think ranking the teams off their playoff or off their conference championship victories needs to be – that can be taken into account, but they should not be automatic top four. I think you go through and you rank them at lunch. And then as far as home venues and bowl tie-ins, I know there are massive contracts there. You know, that really is dependent upon whether you expand the playoff. But for the first year of a system, I will say while there was some controversy, the teams that got in earned it and deserved to be there one way or another. And the teams that missed it, they didn't miss it because they played hard. They didn't miss it because they won the games they were supposed to win. They missed it for a reason. South Carolina started slow. Alabama blew it at the end, as did Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Two teams that should have been in the playoff, and frankly, Marty, they would have been in the playoff if they won the games that they were supposed to win.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama lost to Oklahoma in a game, quite frankly, that they just had to win that game. And it was a conference game, obviously, with Oklahoma joining Texas now in the SEC. I agree with that 1,000%. You can sit there. But you know what? There's always going to be controversy, in my opinion. There just always will. Whether they expand to 16, 20, 24, whatever, we're always going to have controversy. And quite frankly, I think it's good for the sport, because if you're a college football program and you get left out and you feel like you deserved, well, you know, you have every right to to bitch and moan, but the fact of the matter is there was a reason why you were left out, because the system is what it is. You got some great sound too. We're going to hear from Ryan Day here momentarily, and then Marcus Freeman, but I want to go focus in on the off season. What do you expect to happen just in terms of the transfer portal? We've seen musical chairs. I mean, you look at Notre Dame. I mean, the transfers helped them immensely, starting at quarterback with Riley Leonard. We're going to hear Marcus Freeman talk about him. What do you expect to see? Anything different, or are we going to see a proliferation of body movement in the offseason? Let me hear.
Yeah, so, Mark, I think what you are going to see different and what we have been seeing is, you know, everyone has noticed the constant – The turnover year after year after year, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Here's what no one's talking about, Marty. The fact that there haven't been any huge names that have entered the portal and leaving a stable situation. Yeah, we saw Carson Beck pull out of the draft, but we haven't seen a dominant sophomore or junior that's a perennial powerhouse player that has hit the portal. You notice that you haven't seen any huge quarterback. You haven't seen a Ryan Williams caliber player. You didn't see a Walter Nolan like last year hit the portal. There don't seem to be many superstars in the portal. Now, there were stars, and there were contributors, and there were four and five stars out of high school and guys looking for what I deem a promotion to a better program. But there haven't been any huge Hollywood names in the portal yet. I'm intrigued to see what that looks like into the April window. And also, it's remarkable to see how a Travion Henderson can really blossom and win a national title. And in this era, you know, you've got a Garrett Nussmeier who opened as the Heisman favorite next year. Now, granted, we're 8.5 months out, but still, it's mm-hmm. wild to see that in the era of constant turnover and what can you do for me and this school and my agent said this. I mean, conversations that were just completely out of the realm of possibility are now becoming normal. You see players starting to stick through with a program, and certain players are starting to really see the value in building a legacy at a place and leaving somewhere you're proud of. And so I think that the cream of the crop, Marty, will be in sticking through a program, and you're going to start to see those guys get incredibly rewarded, especially units like the offensive line that need to have chemistry. You're going to see year in and year out that these groups are going to be bred through high school and carried through, maybe adding a piece or two through the portal.
All right, let's hear from Ryan Day. Now, after the Michigan game, they wanted to run him and Chip Kelly out on a rail. Columbus was essentially just burning mad. It was like, we've got the wrong guy. This is not an Ohio guy, blah, blah, blah. Let's hear from Ryan Day as he stood on the media podium there, addressing the masses after that Monday night win over Notre Dame. Let's hear from Ryan Day.
God made it hard for a reason. And, you know, you just never know what's in your path along the way. But this game can give you the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. It can take you to your knees some days as a player and as a coach. And I've been there before. And, you know, for all those coaches or people who, you know, are on a journey to what they're looking to accomplish, You know, if you're trying to achieve greatness, you're trying to become national champs in the most competitive environment there is in the entire world. I mean, there's nothing more competitive than college football, in my opinion. And it's going to be hard. And there's going to be things you'll learn along the way. But if you surround yourself with great people, you're resilient, and you believe in the guys around you, and you just keep fighting and keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you give yourself another chance. And that's really what it was. And you think, you know, back where in the stadium last time, and, you know, I couldn't quite come to grips for a while with, you know, why we just didn't quite finish that game against Georgia. But I understand now. It all makes sense. And here we are. And I couldn't feel better.
There you go. And a lot of people in Columbus and across the Buckeye Nation felt like this was a square peg meet round hole. He wasn't a fit New Hampshire guy along with Chip Kelly. Give us a quick thought on that, then we'll close out with Marcus Freeman and Riley Leonard, who did an outstanding job. Real quick on Ryan Day.
Yeah, I think it goes to show that, you know, losses play a more significant role now. And the fact of the matter is, I think you need a couple of losses to win the title, and you're seeing it manifest itself through the playoff. You know, Texas made their run in the playoff. They had a couple of losses. Ohio State and Notre Dame both needed really bad losses. I mean, these aren't bad. These are really bad losses. Northern Illinois getting held to 10 points at home against an unranked Michigan squad. I mean, that's ridiculous. But at the same time, you need those moments with your team to see your guys rise to the occasion and to see all the effort you put in the offseason to develop chemistry and develop a culture, a winning culture, where guys want to play well into December, well into January, and find themselves in the position to win the championship. I think you need, it works to your advantage, to have adversity and to have really bad losses. And so credit to Ryan Day for getting his guys to respond. And, you know, this era will end up defining some of the best champions of all time, just because you have to go through so many good teams and so many games. But on top of that, you have to build your culture and your chemistry in the age of constant roster turnover, and build something where guys will happily turn down more money, more opportunity, or whatever other noise is out there to say, hey, I want to play with this program because I know we're going somewhere and I really do believe.
Well, Riley Leonard was a Duke guy. He's an Alabama kid. He ends up in Notre Dame. Let's hear from Coach Freeman on his quarterback who anchored that first drive, gobbling up two-thirds of the first quarter clock on Monday night in Atlanta. Let's hear.
We couldn't run Riley every play. It's not right for Riley, and it's not going to sustain the success we needed offensively. And you know, we ran them a whole bunch that first series. And, you know, you look at the second series, we had two penalties, which ended up forcing us to punt. And in the third series, you know, we had the miscommunication with the muff snapped, and that's the end of the half. And so I think more than anything, it was two series after the first one. We didn't execute, and we had some self-inflicted wound that we have to clean up. Second half, we drove the ball. I thought we did a good job, you know, with some tough situations. But we can't run Riley every single play, and that's not what the formula for success is.
And again, down 31-7, Nick, it was a lot of people thinking maybe I'll be clicking off the tube here and calling it good, but I got 30 seconds here. Just put a wrap on Riley Leonard. I thought he did an outstanding job. He really did this year.
He did, and he did a great job controlling the clock. I mean, I was really frustrated to see Marcus Freeman decided not to trust his guys to get 5 yards and to send the kicker out with 9:33 in the fourth. That, I think that's what cost him the game. But, hey, all good. Notre Dame had an amazing season, as did Ohio State, but Ohio State came out on top. You got to wonder, were they one play away from doing it? Maybe.
We'll see. Nick did a great job. Check him out. Social media, Instagram, at Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. Zayd Hussein, NFL. Bears talk in the NFC North. Don't go away. Coming right back. Good job, Nick.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Geico Insurance, a presenting sponsor here as we go inside the NFL. Get more with Geico by Rocket Mortgage. We head towards championship weekend. Let's get him in here without further ado. We're running a little late today. Let's get him in here. Zaid Hussain from his outpost in Chicago. Welcome aboard, Zaid. How are you?
Doing great, Marty. Huge weekend last week we had of, you know, NFL games, college football finished off finally. And my Washington Commanders that I called to win outright. Unbelievable game. I knew it. I was saying it towards the end of the year that Dan Campbell is just going to find a way to choke. You're a 9.5-point favorite, and you lose at home, and the Lions are who we thought they were. And now the Washington Commanders, led by Jaden Daniels, rookie quarterback, is in the NFC Championship against the Eagles in a very, very winnable game. Could you imagine if Jaden Daniels takes the Washington Commanders to the Super Bowl? I mean, that would be something nobody saw coming.
There's no way. I mean, you know what's funny is that fan base is so fickle, and they've been abused. I mean, the ownership there, the deplorable Snyder, I mean, Dan Snyder and his wife just ran that franchise into the ground. He's sitting off in his yacht having sold to Josh Harris and that group that owns the New Jersey Devils and the Philadelphia 76ers. But you're right. The hiring of Dan Quinn, but the naysayers were out there. The stadium is outdated, dilapidated. I mean, it's just a forlorn, beaten-down franchise, which was desperately need in a change of hands with ownership. And nobody. And even when they drafted Daniels, there were people questioning it. They're saying, how could you possibly go with this guy? He's not an NFL caliber quarterback. My Lord. And Zaid, I went back to the podcast. You did. You called it out right. I said to myself, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, it's not like you just threw it out there. You gave a couple of reasons. Let's go ahead till Sunday. Give me a scenario where they win, because I just think that Barkley is on such a roll right now, and that offensive line just seems to be so imposing and imposing their will on defensive fronts and pass rushes, picking up blitzes. And Barkley, once he gets a little sliver of daylight, he's gone. Give me a scenario real quick, where the Commanders can continue this magical mystery tour through the NFL postseason.
I think, you know, you have to stop the run. You have to stop Saquon Barkley. And the Eagles almost blew that game last week because they fail to realize that the reason they're here is Saquon Barkley. It's not Jalen Hurts. It's not the wide receivers. It's not the defense. It's Saquon Barkley and only Saquon Barkley. And you should be giving him the ball every time in first down and second down, set up third and short every single time, because this guy has an ability, even if he gets stopped for 1 or 2 yards, he's eventually going to break one. He's shown it time and time again. He can break off a 50-yard run, 60-yard runs, and score big touchdowns. So I think if the Eagles go away from the run, it's going to be the reason that they die in this game. I think they have to keep with the run, keep with the guy who's the offensive player of the year this year. And if they don't, Washington could come down the field and they could score in a hurry. And this is a team that's playing with a lot of confidence and with nothing to lose. And we saw that last week in Detroit. And Marty, the defense is playing well, too. I mean, they're coming up with turnovers. They're coming up with timely stops. And this team is just, you know, they're great to watch. They're really exciting to watch.
I just can't wait. And then Buffalo and Kansas City on the other side, and that'll be the 5:30 game, Central, 6:30 East on Sunday, Championship Sunday. All right, let's get to the task at hand. There's two things you can count on. Well, death and taxes, right? And the other thing you can count out is the Bears are going to blow it, and a quarterback is going to go to Chicago and ruin his career. They haven't had a quarterback since McMahon, in my opinion. You can tell me about Rex Grossman and Cutler till you're blue in the face, and I'm not going to buy. But the other thing is, and they've screwed up the coaching. I mean, 7, 8 coaches. Now, the latest guy to give it a shot, obviously, is going to be the much ballyhooed Ben Johnson. What's been the reaction in Chicago? Your thoughts? Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of Detroit, now the head boss in Chicago.
You know, I can tell you as of now, the fans are happy with the decision. I think the Chicago Bears fans look at what Ben Johnson's done. This is kind of the first offensive-minded, proven coach that we've had in a while. And, you know, we'll see if it was Ben Johnson or if it was, you know, just the Lions being such a powerhouse offensively. Because sometimes if you have an offense, if you could put me and you back there behind Kansas City, and they'll still look like KC, in my opinion. So I think we'll know really early if Ben Johnson is the real deal. I think what's also interesting to mention is now you'll see, is Dan Campbell really that guy? Is he that coach? Losing his coordinators now, how will the Lions respond to it? Who will they bring in? So this is a very interesting, you know, situation in the division, because you go from one team to, you know, the city right next to you in Chicago, and now you have Dan Campbell who doesn't have his coordinator. And, you know, there needs to be some big changes in Detroit, because now where do they go? And, you know, you got Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, obviously, you know, one of the coaches of the year. But this is a division now that's really, really interesting, because a lot of changes are happening, and it's going to be exciting to see how it all plays out.
I think that's a very good insight. How is Campbell going to respond to his new lieutenants? No question about it. When you look back at successful coaches during the great Dallas years, they had Norv Turner. Your coordinators are so important. Very, very good point. I guess I'll leave you with this. The NFC North just completely fell flat. They were arguably, it wasn't even close. They were the best division in football. How do you see this division going into the offseason? Obviously, with cataclysmic changes in Detroit. What do you see coming down the pike? And O'Connell just got extended in Minnesota. Only got a minute, so go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think something to talk about is Sam Darnold. What do the Minnesota Vikings do with him? Because this is a guy that was looking at $100 to $150 million contract. Obviously, what we saw in the playoffs is not what we saw in the regular season. So the Vikings probably, if I had to guess, say franchise tag him and see what they really have next year. Kind of give him a prove-it deal, pay him $20, $30 million and see if he could do it, and then sign him long-term if he is able to perform. But other than that, you know, this is a division that I think will bounce back. You still have the Packers. I think the Bears will be better with Ben Johnson, but, you know, I'm holding my breath on that end. And Sam Darnold is someone to keep an eye on, and how the Vikings handle that situation throughout the offseason is going to be really, really interesting.
It's going to be interesting. Well, dust it off. We'll get you in here hopefully on Friday, get some more picks, and see how you see these two games on the weekend. Zaid, outstanding job this year. We got a lot of off-season stuff to get into, and you got the MMA and the fight game well covered for us. Good job out of you, pal. Thank you, Zaid.
Thank you.
All right, good job out of Zaid Hussain. All right, let's tell you about Rocket Mortgage as we head into January and, of course, the home buying season in springtime. Well, Rocket Mortgage will await you with great rates, competitive rates, and also top-notch service. Just check it out at rocketmortgage.com, and they still have a program assisting you with those cumbersome closing costs on your new home purchase. First-time home buyers, look, you might be in the business of flipping homes, who knows, but Rocket Mortgage awaits you with competitive rates and outstanding service. Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. Weather for the weekend, too, it looks like it's going to improve in both Philadelphia and Kansas City. Now, we've had obviously a polar vortex. We've had just bone-chilling cold weather. But the weather looks like it's going to be, let's just say, more seasonable and more reasonable, if you will, as we head towards championship weekend. Again, Buffalo, Kansas City shapes up as very well could be a absolute knockdown, drag-out battle. Some people feel like a high-scoring game. We shall see. Philadelphia, Washington, anybody's guess at this point. Coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday late night into the overnight Sports Overnight America Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. And you get more with Geico and your insurance with geico.com, whether it's business, home, auto, Geico insurance. All right, we'll do some college hoops here before the top of the hour. Nice bounce back win by Iowa State. I got Ohio State on the brain. Iowa State over Central Florida. Big 12, keep an eye on Kansas, TCU. This Kansas team, by the way, is searching. This is not one of your this is a garden variety, dare I say that, with the Jayhawks. Get their fan base all wound up. But they just look very, very – I don't know what it is. Harris, the guard, is outstanding. They've got some nice talent. The big guy Dickerson, some nights he's on, other nights he's god awful. He's got sometimes terrible footwork and just, but you know, he's a monster. I mean, he's 7'2" and about 280. But anyway, so Bill Self, I think, has got to probably have his best coaching job. But right now, you know, you look at that SEC between Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Georgia is vastly improved. We went at length about this, but the SEC right now. But you know what's interesting about that conference is in Arkansas, Coach Cal's got a decent squad capable of pulling off some upsets. Vandy hangs around in some games with the coaching change down there. But what's really interesting about the SEC is I think they're going to beat themselves up this year. I really do. Now, Bruce Pearl's got a very, very solid team at Auburn. Obviously good enough to win the national championship. But I just think college basketball this spring or this late winter into March is just going to be a rollicking spectacle to watch as these, like I said, the SEC usually has what? You know, I mean, Kentucky's been pretty much other than their down years, Joby Hall, and then the scandalous years. And then, of course, you had the Patino era. And then, of course, you know, Calipari comes in after the, you know, Gottfried. They made some, you know, they made some really goofy hires. They had all sorts of off-court issues and, you know, the FedEx envelope with Dwayne Casey, the assistant coach. I mean, Kentucky has been, as much as they are the big blue and a blue blood in college basketball, they've been black and blue. They've been bloodied, and they've done it to themselves. But Kentucky looks under Mark Pope. They bring home, you know, essentially a native son who played there and understands the culture around Kentucky basketball, Rupp Arena, and all the folderol that goes along with it. But what's really going to be interesting is to see the carnage of these teams night in, night out, beating each other up through that regular season slate in the Southeastern Conference tournament. And then, of course, regular season, and then, of course, the conference tournament. Going to be very interesting. But they're going to grab – they're going to have a handful of very, very low seeds. They just are. I mean, you're going to have Alabama very much, I think, honing in on a one. You got to say the same thing about Auburn. I mean, even look at Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, there's just, you don't get a night off, really. You don't. Yeah, there's a few bad teams at the bottom, but man, oh man, night in, night out, there is just some real, real competitive basketball coming down the pike from the SEC. And usually this is reserved for the ACC. And of course, Connecticut going for a three-peat's not going to happen. They were all hands on deck in overtime to beat Butler last night. Hurley, of course, had that big offer dangled in front of him by the Los Angeles Lakers, passed on it, goes back to UConn for just crazy money. But that right now, I mean, again, he's trying to find a recipe and rotations that work for UConn. I just don't see it with UConn this year. Now, are they going to be a tournament team? 100%. And then the other team I'd throw out there as we throw these mid-majors in there is the job that Greg McDermott's done at Creighton. You cannot – I mean, again, this guy was Northern Iowa, Iowa State. he had a miserable late run at Iowa State. They missed out on Barnes, Harrison Barnes, who ended up going to Carolina. Of course, this is going back, you know, a decade or more. And what's interesting is that he gets over to Creighton, and there again, yeah, they have a great baseball program. Yes, they have a great law school, medical. I mean, Creighton's a very nice university. They've had their years. Don't forget the legendary Eddie Sutton also toiled at Creighton before he went to Kentucky. What's really interesting is how Creighton, with the big kid, Kalkbrenner is huge, seven-footer. The guard play is good. I'm just telling you right now, this Creighton team, if they can pull it together. A couple years ago, they had a nice run on the cusp of going to the Final Eight and then got picked off, I want to say, I don't know if it was North Carolina or Duke. It was one of the big blue bloods that picked them off. But I'm just telling you, Creighton is circled. This is going to be a team to be reckoned with. I don't think there's any question about it. All right. So 2-minute drill coming up a little bit later on. We'll give you a little focus on tonight's action in college basketball. I want to get to some baseball, though, and I bring in Dom here. Dom, who's winning the offseason right now? And there's some big names still out there. I mean, Pete Alonso, he has got to be ruining the day last year when he turned down $158 million of Steve Cohen's money. And right now, he is a man without a home. Who's winning the offseason, and what about some of the big names? Santander ends up north of the border in Toronto. Does Alonso go there to fortify him, or is Santander just gobbled up all the money with the Blue Jays? Let me hear. Offseason, who's winning it?
I want to say you asked me this about a week and a half ago, and my answer hasn't changed. It's actually more firmly the same answer. It's the Dodgers. It's the Dodgers. They are going to win every offseason for the next 5 to 10 years because they won last year's offseason. They brought in Shohei Ohtani. The Red Sox were idiots and gave away Mookie Betts for a bag of chips. The Braves, yeah, let's not keep our MVP franchise star and Freddie Freeman. We'll let him go. The Dodgers have created this culture where if you want to win, join the Dodgers. Now they've added Roki Sasaki. They've added the two closers, Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates. The answer is the Dodgers, and it's not even close.
Interesting. What about the Mets? What about the Mets? They got themselves another reliever. I don't have to tell you what they spent for Soto and what they had to do to get him. They win the New York offseason against the Yankees, some would say, but then there's people who would argue the Yankees have had a hell of an offseason too, even though they lost Soto. What about the Mets? And are they going to start rivaling the Dodgers in terms of maybe a bi-coastal battle of checkbook baseball? Because both of these ownership groups are absolutely loaded in terms of their finances. What about the Mets?
I mean, maybe, but other than Soto, it's not like they're going out and landing four huge free agents every year like the Dodgers have been. So, sure, the pockets might run just as deep, but the actual results, I'm not convinced. I think it's the Dodgers, it's the Dodgers, it's the Dodgers. Heck, I'm not even convinced the Mets are the best team in their division. Give me Atlanta still. Now, Atlanta's got issues in the rotation after losing Max Fried and Charlie Morton, but still, it's not even a 1A, 1B. It's the Dodgers, and then there's everybody else, especially in the National League. Yeah, they got Juan Soto. Great. Awesome. Juan Soto, very good player. I don't know how much it actually moves the needle, though, because I don't think the Mets are still going to be able to pitch. Great. They're having a better offseason than the Giants are. Sure. Absolutely. But are they going to compete for a World Series? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, too? It's like we mentioned with Pete Alonso. I don't know your feelings on him. He had a huge home run against Milwaukee in the playoffs last year, as we know. Sent the Mets on. Mets had a great postseason run. Excuse me. They hope to continue with the momentum off last season. I don't know how much carryover momentum in baseball or any sport happens from season to season. I'll give you an example. The Celtics won the championship, and this year they look very ordinary. They just do. I mean, they're very good. And they'll play the Clippers tonight, and they beat Golden State the other night. But that notwithstanding, I don't know how much momentum or your rebuild carries over year to year unless you're doing it with young players and perhaps free agents. But I look at Pete Alonso. What was he thinking? $158 million. Talk about misreading the market. Then he fires his agent, hires Boris, and Boris actually is going to get him less money, for crying out loud. I mean, can a guy screw up any worse than Pete Alonso there, Dom?
Oh, yeah, you could be Jordan Montgomery or Blake Snell last year, but what's the common factor?
That's the agent. True. Yep.
Pete Alonso is a very good baseball player. The only problem with his game and the way that the game has shifted is he hits home runs and that's it. He's not a gold glove defender at first. He's not going to hit 270. He's not going to have the clutch singles and doubles necessarily. He's a home run hitter, and the way baseball, the thinking has shifted, the way teams evaluate players has shifted a little bit. He whiffed. And plain and simple, he whiffed. And it's not all necessarily his fault. He has a certain value in his head. His agents have certain value, and now both agents completely miss the mark, and that's two different agents. So I don't know what the deal is. I know the Giants aren't going to sign him because they believe in Bryce Eldridge, and he might be great at first, but I don't have any faith in the Giants developing a power hitter. So I would take Pete Alonso in San Francisco in a heartbeat, but I don't know necessarily where he fits. There's plenty of teams who could use a first baseman, but what is he going to be willing to take? Are we gotten to the point where he's like, no, I'm not going to take a 3-year, $35 million, give me a 1-year, $40 million deal, and maybe he ends up signing with the Reds or something super random. I really don't know what's the next move for Pete Alonso, but the ball's been dropped by his team more than once over the last couple years.
No question about it. All right, let's just stay in the National League West real quick, and then I got a collectibles question for you. You know where I'm going to go with that, with some lucky 11-year-old kid in Los Angeles. But I guess what I want to say is, so to hear you speak, you feel like the Dodgers, is this going to be a situation where they just run away and hide in the West with nobody nipping at their heels? And then the Giants, you know, again, you go back to Judge a couple of years ago, you would have hoped perhaps they would have landed him. Verlander, I don't know what that's all about. Maybe you can give us some clarity there. The Padres are on the come. Diamondbacks always find a way to be competitive. But to hear you say it, you think it's the Dodgers head and shoulders and run away and hide in the West, huh?
Oh, 100%. Maybe the Padres will be competitive for a good portion of the year like they were this last season. Sure. Rockies aren't going to do anything. Diamondbacks, they might, after last year, it looks like their World Series appearance may have been a little fluky. And the Giants, and I try to be a realist with the Giants, even though I'm a fan, and I know it rubs a lot of my fellow Giants fans the wrong way. They're a 500 team. Sure, they brought in Willy Adames, and Verlander's better than Keaton Wynn. Are those two guys going to give you more than 5 wins combined? Maybe. So maybe they're a 90-win team instead of a 500 team? That's still not going to be enough to compete with the Dodgers. Because even if the Dodgers have injuries, Marty, they have backups upon backups upon backups, and they'll be just fine.
No, they really do. And if you had to look at it right now, you know, you hate to throw around loosey-goosey numbers, but, I mean, it's going to be disappointing if they don't win 110 to 115 games. They will have underachieved if they are all that they're cracked up to be. All right, collectibles. I love this item when I saw it come across the wire the other day. 11-year-old kid in Los Angeles. I'll set the scene for you here. You know, you're huge into collectibles. I'm fascinated by just the commerce, the buying and the selling and the coveted card that was out there was Paul Skeens of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who, you know, a lot of people think this is going to be a guy for the next decade that's going to put up Hall of Fame numbers. Tell us the scenario, and then this one kid, I don't know whether he bought a box set or whatever he did, but he got the most coveted card that I'd ever heard about. Let me hear.
Yeah, there's basically 3 cards that are out in the world somewhere, and this was one of the 3 that everybody's kind of waiting to appear. Paul Skeens, It's got his autograph. It's a rookie card. It also has the MLB debut patch that he wore on his jersey when he made his debut. That's what made it so desirable in terms of monetary value and why so many people have been looking for it. It was in a product, Topps Chrome update. Hey, everybody, Jackson Merrills is still out there. He's not Paul Skeens, but a very good rookie nonetheless. His has not been found yet. But the thing is, the Pirates, so there's collectible companies, shops, big retailers who have put bounties on it. I've seen 500,000. 500,000 in store credit. Crazy. And the Pirates offered 30-year season tickets behind home, a softball game for like 30 people at PNC. Livy Dunn threw in her suite, and you can watch a game with her. She's Paul Skeens' girlfriend, a gymnast at LSU. And an 11-year-old in L.A. pulled it. I'm curious what's going to happen because I don't think an 11-year-old has any need for season tickets in Pittsburgh when they're in L.A.
If he gets $500,000, congratulations to him. I'd sell it in a heartbeat. Good stuff. Excellent. Dom, great job. We'll come back. We'll put a wrap on it. College basketball tonight, late games as well. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All right, going inside the world of college basketball on a Wednesday into a Thursday. And as I told you, we go right to the SEC. You got some potentially good ones tonight. Two ranked teams, 13th ranked, Texas A&M, the Aggies, going against, excuse me, Ole Miss, ranked 16th in the country. That game in Oxford, Mississippi tonight. You know, Kansas State, Baylor, not horrible. I mean, that's a decent game. Baylor's had their struggles. K-State, not a prime Kansas State Wildcat team. Arkansas, Coach Cal, Georgia, big game in the SEC tonight. And Kansas, TCU, I think we told you about that one as well. So not a bad Wednesday night kind of hump day to get you into the head towards the weekend. And obviously the big NFL championship, AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday. All right, stay with us for more sports talk following the updates across the way. Brock Hines with his updates and his commentary. We look forward to that. Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Marty Terrell, Rocket Mortgage, and Geico. Get more with Geico. Adios. We'll catch you tomorrow. Hey!